Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, continuing my series, How to Be Friends with Money. If you're looking for a coach, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. How to be friends with money. Appreciate all the work that you do. Appreciate all the work that you do. Whether you are working a job or whether you have a business, whether you have both, a lot of people have both right now, appreciate everything that you do. Even the things that you want to be like, oh, that didn't work the way I thought it was going to. Still appreciate yourself because there is wisdom, there's insight, there is laying of strength that comes with doing what you do. Experience is real. Experience is powerful. So appreciate every bit of work that you do. Throw nothing away, from responding to an email to creating some big body of work. Appreciate everything that you do, every thought that you have. Respect yourself. Respect the work that you do. Respect all the energy you put into it. Because what we're tapping into with your appreciation and respect for the work that you do is essentially the law of compensation. You knowing that you have done your job well, even when you think you haven't done it well, it has value. You knowing that you are irreplaceable in this world doing what you do, no matter what it is. You could be working in a supermarket or saving lives. Jobs are jobs energetically. They're all the same energetically, right? And knowing that there is a need for what you do, right? So if you start to appreciate every bit of work that you do, you will see a shift in your relationship with money. You will see a shift in your relationship with the way in which you work. You open yourself up to greater opportunities. You open yourself up to expansion. Whatever you appreciate expands or appreciates. But just know, focus on what you do, the work that you do, every little piece, appreciate it. Because if you can appreciate it, then when you go to have a conversation with someone about price, or when you go to have a conversation with someone that wants to hire you, you can stand in your confidence, you can stand in your power of knowing that you are worthy and deserving of everything that you are asking for. So start today, appreciate every single thing. Even opening your drawer at work and organizing your pencils so that when when you have to take notes on something, you can reach in and it's a really efficient, beautiful process. Appreciate that, right? I make a lot of trackers to track my progress. I appreciate myself every month that I make a tracker, right? And you know, I change it up sometimes, and I change it up a lot, actually. And every month it gets to be a new, wonderful, beautiful experience for me to appreciate. Even the things that I think are not successful, appreciate them. Because there is a lesson, but if you're beating yourself up, if you are putting yourself down, if you are, I'm such a losering, right? That game that we play in our heads, then we miss the blessings. We miss the lessons. We miss the opportunities to evolve. We miss the chance to be a vibrational match to that which we truly desire. So appreciate all the work that you do. Everything, 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 everything. And my spirit guides are jumping in. If you're a commuter, appreciate the fact that you are commuting, right? And you may not love your commute if you're a person that doesn't like commuting, but you can appreciate yourself for going on that journey of commuting. And appreciation is not like, oh, I appreciate, but. It's just pure, clean, glorious, sincere, feel it all through your body appreciation. Wow, I really appreciate myself for being on this train at 6 o'clock in the morning going to my job, right? Or I appreciate myself for following up so quickly with that person, right? Appreciate yourself. And this will take away the need for constant validation outside of you. That when we are in a state of constantly needing validation from outside of us, that means that we're holding some energy that we're not enough, right? And so we hope that some human will show up and validate us. and give us value, essentially. Tell us that we are worthy of compensation. But it doesn't work that way. So you have to first appreciate yourself. And then in any praise that shows up, you'll be like, yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you for saying so. But yeah, I know. Right? All right. Appreciate all the work that you do. You're amazing. You're wonderful. You are gifted. Some of you are overworking. And if you start to appreciate yourself, you will see differently. Some of you are underworking. And if you start appreciating yourself, you'll start putting more energy and effort into where, into what needs your attention most. Gosh, I could go on a rant about underworking and the energy of underworking. Please don't be that person, but also don't be the person overworking either. Be good. Be good with the rhythms of your work. Be good with your output. Be good with your intention around it. And it all starts from being willing to appreciate every single thing you do to earn money. Every aspect of it. Everything matters. All right, I'm Amy. I'm Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach to help you manifest, no matter what it is, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey. All right. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast.